Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
I'll be singing along with this. Not on stage. I'll be out in the...
You don't know. They might bring you up.
You think so?
Who is this?
Treaty Oak Revival. They will be playing with 49 Winchester on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. I can't get tickets for whoever asked me. I had a few people ask. I can't get them. I'm sorry. Ray wouldn't let it go through.
Ray Hammers.
Ray.
Didn't pass it through.
So but it's going to be a big show. Big. It's going to be big.
Really big. It's one of those. That's what's great about the musical landscape of the world is like, it's one of the things, not that I bitch about, but I just don't understand, like, certain bands that I like, if they were around in the 70s and 80s, would have been rock music.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're country.
Do you feel like this is like, you know, people love a band so much, they go to it and they really get into it. You feel like they're kind of in the band's hands. The band can make them do whatever they wanted. Like,
we like to get in early on a band or an artist before they get mainstream, because your little badge of honor to your friends and family is like, I remember you talking about them years ago. And you're like, damn right. I have my ear to the ground. I know who is good and who's going to be.
Whiskey Mirrors.
Whiskey Mirrors, yes. Uh-huh. I discovered them during COVID. But Treaty Oak Revival, most people don't know. And then 49 Winchester. But the demand on the tickets and stuff, it's just like, Paige.
Oh,
people
Jesus.
Might
Sorry,
not
they I
might
have
not
no
be
manners.
Mainstream.
I'm a pig.
Like in this world, I think people only go see
it.
Taylor Swift and whoever the hell. You know, they're always the Beyonce.
Yeah, it's some odd combination.
Yeah. But then you've got something like this, it's like, wow, you see how it's not a niche, but I hate the word genre too. Like, what defines that? Top 40 means the top 40. They get to pick any, as long as it's top 40 songs, they can play any of it.
Yeah, they try to tell you it's charts, what's charting, but they get to curate it how they want.
Curated for you. Okay. Truth and Consequences. And you can understand here why I didn't know who we were going to be talking with because of the names. And they both, I won't even mention it, they probably hear it, they hate it, and they're dealing with it.
Heard it, hated it,
over it. We got Stacy on the phone, and he hollered at us because he's got something to tell his lady. Her name's Dana. So you see now.
Old D.
She thinks she's coming on to talk about an RV, but Stacy, you're going to tell her what's really going on here, right? How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm pretty good, man. I appreciate you all having me on.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, man.
So let's lay this out. You went and bought yourself an RV, Clark. The old tenement on wheels a couple months ago, and
riding in on fumes.
Dana is really excited about it.
Oh yeah, man, she's pumped. She was thinking this is just going to be for us hitting the road, traveling around, going camping. She's already looking up the spots that we can go.
Yeah, it's got to be nice. I know somebody that's got. I guess you call it an RV.
That there's an RV, Clark.
And but it's not like really, like you don't have to have like a dually to drive it around, you know, it's not too big, but they go all over with that thing. That's going to be nice. What's the, you can go to the beach or the mountains or like what's she wanting to, where's she wanting to head?
She's talking about both. She's wanting to go to Myrtle Beach, maybe even up to the Smokies. And, you know, she's got big ideas. She wants to go to the Grand Canyon out west and all that.
Yeah.
I can't say that line.
That sounds nice.
Go out west, young man? No. So in her mind, like, she's already planning the vacations.
100%. Yeah, she's got the whole list written down.
Women are good at lists and planning. That's a compliment, Paige.
Thank you.
She's probably telling people, too, right? Like, you know, she's bragging that she's got an RV, and now she's going to go travel, see the world.
Yes. She's telling family. She's told friends. She's putting up pictures and all that.
So... this is, you know, that's very nice, and I don't want to say I'm jealous, but I'd like to have that one day. But then again, like you hear horror stories, you find, you know, especially the van life stuff and all that.
Yeah,
that's not the real reason though that you bought the RV, is it?
No, sir, not at all.
Call me sir. You call me Matthew. No, you didn't tell her the whole story, right?
No, I didn't tell her the whole story at all. She thinks we bought this to travel, but I really bought this because I've been working on turning it into something else really special.
So how much work have you already done to it?
Well, I started pulling out the seating. I cleared up some space. I got a buddy who's been just helping me out with the wiring. And I mean, it doesn't even look like the same RV anymore inside.
Yeah.
So what's good about this is being on live radio. Fat Boy knows, and Fat Boy, sometimes do you hate knowing already? Like what? Because I'm in the dark. I knew you bought it for, you know, a particular, you know, you bought it together. She's excited, but I knew you were going to tell her the real reason. Paige is sitting here right now, wide-eyed, like, God, what is he? He's going to be a shagging wagon? Are they going to make like a road rules kind of reality show where they go travel around in the
See, I never get that feeling of not knowing because I do know, and I don't get that surprise, and I'm not one of those guys that gets surprised by seeing other people enjoy it. Like, I don't care. So I'd much rather enjoy it myself.
So she's on hold. She thinks you're just talking about the makeover, which she's aware there's a makeover going on, like you're getting it restored or something.
Yeah. She's all excited about the makeover. She just thinks it's some cool renovation. You know, maybe even just like a contest that we got into, but now she's going to find out the truth.
Okay. Now, before I ask you, I want to see if Paige has any guesses, because I'm going to lay out my guess.
I don't think she's going to get it.
Other than, like you said, traveling or something, I don't know.
Like what else he would do? I'm going to guess... that you're gonna be showing allegiance to a certain sports team, or you're gonna maybe turn into man can. Like you're gonna, because when the house gets decorated by the woman, the man really just has to like throw his arms up and hand over the wallet, and often she will pay as well. But that's like maybe you're gonna say it's your spot, so it's going to be like a, you know, Cowboys colors or Panthers or Clemson or Carolina or what? Go ahead and lay it out. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good guess.
You know, you want the truth?
Yes.
If I can handle it.
Well, I bought that RV, and I turned it into a taco truck.
I was thinking that first off.
I did. You did?
She wrote down new bang bus, but that was not it.
I thought it said nude.
I always want to run my own food business, and tacos are my jam. So I've already got
nice
tacos are my jam. Sometimes when I look on DoorDash, if it's a restaurant I don't recognize, I'm like, is this somebody cooking out of their house?
Or it's one of those shell names.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. They'll be satellite kitchens or whatever. So you got a plan for this whole thing?
Yeah. I've already got a plan set up for the kitchen set. Even started buying all the equipment, and she doesn't even know a thing.
You should tell her.
Wow.
You should tell her. I mean,
that's a lot of money to invest.
Well, that's one thing I was going to ask post, like who's account wise and all that stuff. So she's looking at campground reservations. You drawing up your menus and cutting out your seats.
Pretty much. I've been sneaking out here and just working at night when she's busy or she's gone or she's asleep, and it's fun.
Yeah,
it's
she's
fun.
Thinking about road trips. You're thinking about recipes. And then she knows you got the RV already. Like, that's the big thing out of the way. I don't know how you kept this secret for so long.
Are you planning on going to neighbors like an ice cream truck, or are you gonna park it somewhere?
Oh no, we're gonna be doing this big full time. I'm going to be taking it around town, all different places, so that it can feed everybody.
Mm-mm-mm. See, this is so layered that I don't want to ask too many questions, because I have to let it unravel like a good blooming onion. You know, you take that first piece out, and it's almost like a Jenga board. You don't want it to fall apart.
No.
You want to, like, delicately remove it. It's like...
Plus, a blooming onion's not a portal for secret devil communications like Jenga is. Let's
be honest. If you spin it around real fast and say outback, 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 Jack will appear and stand you with a knife.
Wow.
That's what I.
Hey, brother, get the steak.
So, oh man, see, I enjoy a good mystery. I do, but I also know that several things are going to at play here. One. This is going to change your life, so we're going to find out your job situation, all that. She doesn't know that. This extra source of money that you're using, where that's coming from.
Yeah, she's on hold, too. That's what's so good about it.
She can't hear this, though.
No.
She's listening to Craven Melon, oddly enough, which is an interesting choice. In fact, boy, we wanted to hear some Craven Melon.
I got sweet tea on loop. So.
Well, God, we need to get her fast then.
What's up, Doug?
We come back. She's showing here thinking that she's going to find out about the renovation, which I also think she thinks we're going to come on here and say that we're going to like pimp her ride or something, which is not happening. Just so she knows, Exhibit is not in the house. He's going to tell her that it's not for travel. It's for our food truck, our taco truck. All right, Stacy, hold your horses. Or your, what's Spanish for horses?
Horsey?
Pinto. I don't know.
The horse.
No, it's a pinto. That's a Ford.
It's a horse, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Suri, what is Spanish for horse?
In Spanish, horses. Caballo.
Caballo.
Like
Caballo.
Camila Caballo?
Camila Caballo. Her name's Camilla Horse. All right. This is all going to happen next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, man. She's probably like, all right, you like this song? Because she's on hold. She realizes she's on the radio.
Get Craven Melon on loop.
Craven Melon is playing because Fatboy always throws something on that's not on the air to, you know. Yeah. And we also get them to swear to whoever they believe in that they won't turn on the radio in the background and find out.
Yeah, can't blow the cover. Don't cheat, too. Just like, hang on. Listen to old Doug and the boys. Well,
Doug and the boys. If people didn't cheat, though, Fatboy, we wouldn't have had War of the Roses for many years.
That's true. Wouldn't have had Eaton either.
Well, it's not cheating, some say. She's thinking about KOA. He's thinking about queso. You love that, don't you? Dude, I wrote down three. You want to hear the other one?
Yeah, you better do them all.
She prefers the Smoky Mountains, but he wants Smoky Grills.
Oh.
That was not good.
I ate the first one.
I'm not going to do the last one.
Oh, you got to. Meatloaf said 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Then he said, let me sleep on it.
Baby.
She wants Myrtle Beach. He wants Myrtle Burritos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what is in that?
All right, I started from worst to last.
A bullet in a seashell.
The first one then. She's thinking KOA. He's thinking queso.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Because he bought an RV. Oh, they did. See, that's what we got to find out. Also, he's told Fatboy off there to not say. Now, this is interesting. Don't say what industry or where he works. Because, you know, as he said, he bought this RV. She's thinking they're going to travel the United States of America.
Yeah.
In fact, he's gutting it to turn it into a taco truck because, quote, his tacos are the jam. And she's aware
that. Excited about that.
She's on hold, and there's going to be something about the RV. And what that is, she does not know yet. So let's bring him back. Oh, he's already on. Sorry. Stacy, Dana thinks this is a fun little travel machine, but you got something else in mind. You ready to do this?
Yeah, man. Let's get it going.
All right, Fatboy, you lead me because you point to me right when you'll hit the button, and I'll say hey to hold on a minute. Let me write. You said all he right. has the S and she has the D. Just the way that I remember.
You
I
don't let me know.
Well, he's Stacy and she's Dana.
Yeah. All right. So we got to have our ducks in a row.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning, Dana. Welcome to the Rise Guys. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. You?
Good. So, you've been listening to some Craven Melon over and over again. We've been talking with Stacy here, and Stacy wants to tell you something. Are you okay, by the way? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay,
I mean,
okay. I know you
I'm
probably
here.
Just okay. You sound nervous as balls. That was my chair. All right, go ahead.
I'm more excited because I hear something about an RV makeover, right?
Stacy, over to you.
Dana, baby.
Look, you know, I know you've been excited about this RV and you've been talking about all the trips that you want to take. But the truth is, I didn't really buy the RV so that we could just travel. I kind of bought the RV because I've been working on turning it into a taco truck.
She's going to cuss.
A what? A taco? Are you kidding me right now? A taco truck?
No, I'm serious. I've already started on it. I pulled out the seats. I got the plans for the kitchen, and you know, it's something I've always wanted to do.
Stacey, you're pranking me right now. You don't know the first thing about a business. You can't run a damn food van.
Dana, this
you
is...
You got to have all kind of licenses and inspections and insurance. Everything you definitely don't have.
That's true.
Yes, yeah, that's good points. Well, she's not holding back, is she?
She is not at all.
Listen, Dana, I know it sounds like a lot, but I've done my homework, and I think it really makes sense.
Stacey, the only homework you've ever done was copying off someone else's paper. You can't even make sandwiches without leaving crumbs everywhere, and you think you're going to run a restaurant?
God,
that's hard.
Just please don't cuss, because we want to get through. Please, this is going to be healing for both of you. He said tacos are his jam.
It's going to work.
No. Eating tacos is your jam, not making them. You don't even know how to cook. What the hell are you talking about?
She's fired up right now.
Wow.
Are you fired up?
Of course I'm fired up. I thought we were going to travel, go places, make memories, and now I find out he's gutting this thing to sling tacos on the side of the road? Of course I'm pissed off.
You'll be out of festivals and stuff, probably.
You know. Baby, it's not. I'm not just going to be on the side of the road. It's a real, legit business. People make good money doing this. And, you know, I've always wanted to be my own boss. And this is my chance.
Yeah, with our money. That was supposed to be for us, not for some half-baked taco dream.
Oh, man. Wow. She's like,
you know what?
It's not a prank.
If you love that damn taco wagon so much, maybe you can move into it. I'm out of here.
Okay. Well, don't hang up. She did.
Yeah, she did. Wow. Dude, she's fiery. She hung up.
Man, I think she just needs to cool down, and then she'll come around. I mean, I thought people would appreciate my entrepreneurial spirit, and I'm just trying to make a buck out here and trying to do better for ourselves.
Yeah, but like... And the entrepreneurial spirit, first off, is tough to say. Entrepreneurial spirit is tough.
Yes.
But
I don't want to call her back, man. I feel like she's going to bite my head off. Do you hear how she sounded?
Do you want us to try?
I can try.
You want us to try to, Stacy with the S?
I might just have to talk to her when I get home.
Let him try and see if he can get her back on. Let me ask you in the meantime here, though. Like, you have to understand, and that's one thing I know you said was off limits. You don't want to talk about job wise and all this stuff. And where he's got her. The money, where it came from, you know, both of your money or whatever. But like, you kind of got your foot in the door by making her think at least you were going to travel around. I'm trying to listen to what Fat Boy's saying too. Hold on 1 second, Stacy with an S.
I mean, like, yeah, you knew about it already, but no, it's like, we didn't promise him anything. That was kind of more his deal.
Did she? Now, was it proposed to her, Stacy, that we were giving her y'all some makeover thing? Because she's telling Fat Boy, it sounds like she was told that she was going to find out about a makeover. Bull
crap,
man. I mean, like, hold on. Like, for real. That's. Hold on 1 second. I ain't mad at you, Stacy. Hold on 1 second.
All right, he's easy. AC, talk to you later, okay? Yeah, okay.
Hold on. Okay, what's that about?
Hung up again.
Was
dude,
that right?
She is.
It sounded like.
She's legit pissed.
So she was under the guise that we were to come on and say that it was going to be like some makeover thing, like a reality show?
To the point, yeah, talking to us, like, you know, you promised me a makeover, and, like, I don't think she realized, like, that was more of a kind of like a hook to get you to hold on.
Oh,
Stacey. If the Craven Melon doesn't hook you, then that something's got to hook you to stay on.
Yeah, that's I mean, like, you understand why? I got to tell you, you know,
God,
I've never met you,
Stacy,
but if you and I were married, I'd have heat with you right now too.
I think it just made it worse for you, man. Well, the whole setup was. I felt like maybe we should have just called her. I don't know. Now you got, you know, you try to kill one bird with two stones, I guess, and now you got to deal with that later.
Well, yeah, but like the whole thing initially goes to their money. And again, you don't have to say yay or nay. I'm just prognosticating here, Stacy, is that you take money that, you know, both of yours, more one than the other, whatever, and with the promises of we're going to travel the world, but then your ulterior motive is you're going to quit work. Is she going to quit her work, or is on weekends she going to have to help you do yours? And I mean, like, you got to think about that. I mean,
yeah, did you lead her on any, like, at any yes. point, or was she just like, you know, just from the beginning, just this is my RV?
Well, I think we were kind of on the same page at the beginning. We were both pretty excited for the possibilities. And
is there no way, and I have no idea the square footage or whatever, and is there no way that you could use it for both? I mean, I don't know what the ethics, or not ethics, but the rules are of, like, living where you make the food. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
You think there would be like some kind of thing where you could live or at least sleep? I don't know.
Plus,
don't
are know. are you willing, Stacy, to? Because it sounds like you might have to take on a partner, at least somebody with some food experience. To like, are you willing to do that?
Fat boy's pulling out his checkbook. It's bouncing all over the room. Catch it, Paige. Catch it.
Oh, here I go.
Who writes checks anymore?
No, that's,
but you might have to have somebody that knows what they're doing to like help you out. She said you couldn't cook. That was kind of. That was biting.
Oh, that was the other thing. Yeah, a lot of people are quoting that on the text line. You know how to eat them doesn't mean you know how to cook them. I mean, that's true. I can't bartend worth a damn.
I can't either.
You can't?
But I can open a beer.
I can swig them down. I really can. All right. Stacy, I know that I'm going to ask you if you'll give us an update down the road, and we'll never hear from you again, will we?
Good luck.
Keep listening, though. Don't let it have a sore place in your heart for the show. It's just because it didn't work out there. I'm surprised you didn't cuss. Yeah, said that.
Maybe
she said piss and damn.
Well, that's fine.
Working at a taco restaurant to begin and then move on to your dream job.
See, that's another thing I'll hear. Food truck doesn't mean you know. Oh, that bastard. Oh. You jerk.
I'm sorry.
Food truck is not the same as running a restaurant. People always get these wild dreams thinking it's brick and mortar. We call it brick and mortar for a reason.
Good
we
cartoon.
Are staying as Rick and Morty. Yeah. Brick and mortar. We are staying put. We're not just traveling around. People who own food trucks are not restaurateurs. Wow. It's wow. like truckers and dump truckers.
But
now.
You got to look at the overhead, right? Like, what's the overhead versus a brick and mortar? It's got to be a lot less.
Well, also,
I mean, it's still they're serving food to the public. It's the same premise.
You also got to, like, you know, a lot of people yep. may think when you go to like a festival or whatever, the food trucks are there. Oh, we'll have food trucks. We'll have food trucks. They had to pay out the wazoo to be there, too.
The ass, too.
And the ass.
Yep.
And
the same standards.
From here to the wazoo.
Aren't we cool if he doesn't call us back? Because I feel like he just opened a, you know, a can of worms that. He's going to wish he didn't.
I want to do Spellenberg, food trucker versus restaurateur. We'll get Rick Irwin on the phone against Local Pie. I know that guy. Local
Pie Pizza. People texting in saying at least he has a place to sleep tonight in the RV.
Oh, the old tenement on wheels. Oh, my God. I hope the blanker's not full. Crap.
It's going to be.
Wow.
You want to take some full calls taco. Next?
Yes, sir.
1-800-774-0093. You know, we can get into any of that you want to. I think most people would agree from the jump. I mean, it's not a good idea to literally pull the wool over his eyes. She also sounded, I agree with this take. She sounded like she could whoop his ass. He better be careful going home today.
She might.
She did sound like she could put some whoop on him. 1-800-774-0093.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, that word right there, I have seen more today than I...
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
God, I wish we could remember what city that was. We could just call in to see if Mary Beth's still with us, if she's still working at Weight Watchers.
I bet we could find where she is.
I remember the state.
Oh, yeah, we got it then.
Okay.
You can find anybody now.
I didn't want to hear bad news. So leave Wade Barrett out of this.
I'll do the update and let you know if it's good.
The word that I've seen today, more than I've seen in recent memory, is the term bamboozled. And that is coming from many of you saying that...
Not the great Spike Lee film, but the term in general.
Spike Lee film.
Remember that movie, Bamboozled?
You're making a joke. I'm trying to think of what the play is.
People in blackface. I don't know if it was an Al Jolson direct inspired...
What's the movie called?
Bamboozled.
No kidding?
I just effing said it.
Well, I know you did, but again, I was giving you credit for trying to say something funny and not factual. I thought you were doing wordplay like we always do. You turn the serious off and on. I can't tell. Can't tell if you've been doing wordplay, we're talking in puns or what.
Yeah, it says it's a blistering satire of network television's portrayals of prejudices and various other race relations.
Who directed Honkies Can't Jump? All right, let's get to some phone calls.
That might have been Spike, too.
We've asked these people to call in and give us their point of view. Let's start with, there's another example of it. I just flipped over to the call screen. Blair says old Stacy bamboozled his wife. Bamboozled. Hey, Blair.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
It's an honor to be on here, but I'm going to get straight to the point. Mm. That guy messed up. And not only is it his money, it's his wife's money.
Yep.
He basically said, we're going to go travel and everything. But what he really did was told a kid, we're going to go get ice cream, then pulled up to the gas station, gave her a popsicle.
Oh, look God, at that. Is that an original? That's good.
It's got to be.
That's really good.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm all down for the entrepreneurship. And if he really wants to do it, then he's got a big road ahead of him of discipline and actually getting it done. But the fact lays that... He promised his wife to go do all this stuff, and he let her down. I'd be pissed off, too.
Yeah.
You know, you make a good point, because how is he going to avoid it when he gets the RV? She's just going to assume that's what they're going to do, and he didn't say anything other.
He let her down the road, he said, to think that that was what it was going to be for. And meanwhile, he's going to use it to... Tacos are his jam. He doesn't even cook.
Hey, no.
As she said, I mean... He eats tacos. He don't make tacos. He makes crumbs.
Yeah. Ooh, yes, that's another good one.
Exactly.
Those are overpriced cookies.
He eats what he doesn't eat.
Is this Blair Underwood from L.A. Law of Fame?
Oh, is it? Tell Arnie Becker.
No, sir. This is
Blair from Pickens.
Ah, okay.
Just as good.
It's the other one. I like Blair from Pickens, too. All right, Blair.
Watch out for that flea market, buddy.
Have a good morning, sir.
You too.
All right, you too.
A band from Ireland.
Next Bono, question. The Edge, Barbershop.
Larry and Adam.
Let me read some more texts here. Hold on 1 second. I highlighted a good one.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, though.
You know, I appreciate text, and I get the world that we live in now where we like texting. But, man, I like a phone call, too. But everybody's texting right now. One got me good on the – because I said she's thinking KOA, he's thinking queso. Let me get it.
No, that's the end.
Their RV's going to have AC that smells like cilantro. I thought that was funny. Oh, no, that's not the one. I mean, that one's funny. Man, you tell this dude you turned a honeymoon machine into a guacamole factory. He spelled guacamole like W-A-K-A moly. Because, you know, it's guaca, but they tell you to pronounce it waka.
M-O-L-Y?
Guacamole.
Mole. We don't know how big this sucker is. I don't know the regulations of, like, when I think of Henry's Smokehouse and that big hog hauler they got, like, that's a good-sized food truck. So does it have to be big to be a certain type of food?
I don't like talking about the hog hauler because every time I ever mention it, it suddenly gets stolen.
I know. I don't want to curse
it. Two times I've cursed that thing somehow. So,
it might be limited to desserts or sweets.
Also, I don't know. You know,
cream pies.
Food trucks, I know that they have to be regulated, allegedly.
Probably looked at, like, harder, right? Like, more stringently than, a restaurant.
Makes you wonder. I mean, you know, all this stuff. Again, it's one video, but how one video, and if I find out it was AI, I'm going to be pissed. But the video, rather, of the guy in, he's in New York State. I don't know if it was the city or not, but he's a food truck guy. And he's going out catching pigeons and taking them into the food truck.
Oh,
and the assumption is...
I saw that video.
Yeah, I know. And it, like, messes with you.
You know what I've heard people say? Mm-hmm. I don't agree with it. But they're saying the dingier the food truck looks...
the better the food.
Yeah.
Maybe they're right.
Certain I don't want to take that chance.
I know. It's like, you know...
There's one, like, you know, in town, people swear by it. It looks rough.
We again, not trying to sound like some new ageist.
They cuss when they walk up to it, what I mean.
A new age outlaw. Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call
somebody.
But we eat with our eyes. We eat with our eyes. So if it looks like crap, I can't get it out of my head that it's going to taste good.
Plus, you'll think about it, too. If everybody's talking about it, you're like, oh, I got to go get the truck now.
That's why you don't want to see the end of the kitchen when you go to a restaurant. Like, you've worked in them, right? You don't.
Plus.
When you go to a restaurant and you see people that work there on their break eating there, that's a good restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good restaurant.
Or if you know the chef and you know how that might not be a good thing. Yeah. But what's the market share on taco trucks? It's got to be the most crowded.
I was going to say that's... I mean, it...
Because it's probably... Is it the easiest to do first? I mean, what would... I'm thinking second, maybe, I guess, is barbecue trucks, but that's got to be hard.
And even that's weird, too, because the simplicity and the supplies, I suppose, needed for, like, a taco truck, but why not just have a sandwich truck? Because we look down on that. One of my favorite places to go eat in Greenville is a place called Duke Sandwich Company. And people would say,
you're going to
go pay for a sandwich? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go pay for a sandwich.
I'm going to go get my peanut butter and jelly because I want it wrapped in cellophane.
I'd get the minced barbecue. I love it. Things, man.
See, what if you got prepared barbecue? That's like a different standard of cleanliness, right? You got to keep up.
Yeah.
But tacos, again, you got meat. You're throwing in those tacos. More meat, probably. You got fish to throw in there, chicken, beef.
And you've got to put more, like, I, you know, don't say the name because we appreciate their ad dollars, but, the, you know, certain, and I you know, I'm not going to, I like the food. But if you go to a certain fast food restaurant and if you open up what you got, you're going to see the very, very small amount of meat that's actually in there. Versus if you're out on the street and they hand it to you, you're going to see it right there. It ain't wrapped up in a thing, and you're going to pull forward and look at it and likely not get out of the truck or car and go say, there ain't no meat in this damn thing. But when it's right there in your face and you just paid a dollar to Bob Jones University for your drinking bracelet if you're in downtown Greenville. Because yeah. They get a dollar
drinking
of that.
Drinking bracelet?
I think a dollar of it.
If we're calling out food trucks, I got to give a shout out to the Smitty Smoking Soul Food Truck they got at the Clemson games because that is good.
Is that good?
Oh, it's good.
You walk over to the games and get the food and then go back home?
I've had it before.
Yeah.
Very good.
Also, I don't know if I said it on there.
Local, I love Nuke Hopkins, too. So
local pie.
And the Smith family.
A pizza food truck that's, God bless, man.
God, I want to eat. I'm 375 pounds, man. I shouldn't be going near any of these places.
Come here. Let me pick you up. I want to see.
Please.
Yeah, we know how that went.
Let's put another hole in the wall.
Paige, yes, what is sir. Up in the Plex?
Oh, my goodness. We've got so much to talk about since we didn't do one.
That was aggressive.
Backhanded. Was
whoa, who's that hole? We're going to find out. How many people carry their phone in their underwear? Now, that seems a little dangerous.
What?
In it?
In it.
Put my phone in your underwear. Walk it around for me.
That's a euphemism for something. To the left.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.